Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Hello, welcome to this health podcast. It is specially designed and made for you to listen. I am Francis Kweku Owusu, Senior Nurse Manager in Karaga Municipal Hospital and also a nurse practitioner. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about infertility. Infertility has been an issue since Adam. And today, we are going to digest everything about infertility. Thank you.
Thank you once again for your time, our number one resource person, Kweku Owusu. We are very glad once again to have you today. You mentioned infertility. What is infertility?
Thank you. Infertility is a failure to conceive after 1 year of unprotected intercourse. It means that couple come together for 1 year and they are having unprotected sex and they can't conceive, because ideally when couple come together and they are having unprotected sex for a year, ideally we expect that the woman should conceive. So if regardless of all these things and after 1 year there's no conception, then we can say that it is infertility. So it means that you cannot say infertility if you've married for a year or two and you've not stayed together for a year. The man is staying somewhere, woman is staying somewhere, occasionally come together and they depart, come together and depart their ways. It is difficult to diagnose infertility in this case, because even though they have been married or they are together for more than a year, but they've not been together constantly and having or making love unprotected for a year. They only meet 2 or 3 days and they part their ways, come together another time. By so doing, it will be difficult for us to diagnose infertility. So there's a little bit of technicalities there. And this condition affects about 10 to 15% of the productive years or productive age, if we want to put it that way. And then one of the things that about infertility is that, you know, because we're in Africa or we're in Ghana, many of the infertility cases is blame on the woman. But the truth is that it takes two to tango. It takes two people to get pregnant, the man and the woman. So why should you blame only the woman? The fact is that 30% of the cause of infertility is from the man. 30% of the cause of infertility is from the woman. The rest of the percentage, a little from the man, a little from the woman, and then we solve it, and then they meet and they conceive. Sometimes a little percentage, about 5 to 10% of the couples, the man is okay, the woman is okay, but they can't conceive. For some strange reason, they can't conceive. We call it idiopathic. That means the cause is not known, because man is fine, woman is fine, but the science has not developed so well for us to get to that level why both can't conceive. But even in that, we call something surrogate. Surrogate is the woman can be made, or the couple can give birth through another person. You see, we can fertilize their eggs with the man's sperms, and then it can be implanted into another woman for the woman to carry it to term, Of course, there are legal issues surrounding all that, you know. Yes, and even that science has developed such that they can even fertilize the both eggs and then implant it on the same woman. It's also the what some people call test tube babies, you know, test tube babies. Or I mean, a lot of things can be done to help couples nowadays with infertility. Thank you.
Yes. So, what are the causes of this infertility?
Yes, the causes are numerous. When we take the man, one of the major causes of the infertility is low sperm counts of the work that the man does. Some of the men, their work predisposes them to low sperm counts. Some of the men too, their sperm duct is blocked. So they are producing sperm, but the passage through the sperm will pass through and fertilize the egg is blocked. Some of the men too, they don't produce sperms at all. You see, isospermia. So low sperm counts, sometimes the passage is blocked. Sometimes the men don't produce sperms at all. You know, that is a challenge. And when it comes to the woman, one of the causes of the infertility is when the tubes are blocked, fallopian tubes are blocked. So the woman is making eggs all right, but the tubes are blocked due to chronic infections that have not been well managed. You know, if a woman gets pelvic inflammation, inflammatory disease, and is poorly managed, some of the complication can be what? Blocked fallopian tubes. You know, some of the women too have fibroid. There's a barrier in the uterus that is making the fertilized egg to be implanted in the uterus. That could also be some of the cause of infertility. You see, and then also sometimes hormonal problems, hormonal imbalances in the woman can also cause a lot of, even stress, mental torture can make the woman not to, you know, conceive. You know, so in the man there are some causes, in the woman too there are some causes. In fact, we've discovered that some of the women, even when their husbands or the man releases the sperm into them, they produce antibodies that kill the sperms. They say it. Yes, they produce antibodies that kill the sperm. So the woman will not be able to conceive. You know, some books even say that some of the vaginas are highly acidic. That means the vagina is, some vaginas are very acidic. So when the man releases into the vagina, some women, not all of them, very few women, because of the high nature of their, you know, private parts, it kills the sperm. Sometimes the infection, just infection in the woman or in the man, can also be some of the causes of what? Infertility. Thank you.
Thank you. So what are the signs and symptoms that shows, besides you mentioned the time, I mean, spent together, besides that, what are the signs and symptoms?
Yes. This question is difficult to answer because the infertility means that you are not able to give birth. So the only sign or symptom, if you like, is that we are not making babies.
Okay.
Is the reason why we are saying this couple have infertility problem. So the sign is that you are not making, because in African world, when you marry, or if a man is staying with a woman, the next thing we expect is what? A child. And the absence of the child, then infertility comes in. So that is it.
So is there a way to avoid or like prevent such
Yes. Very good question. One of the ways to avoid in women is that see your gynecologist or your obstetrician, who will help you to walk you through some thorough check that will help us to make sure you are fine and prevent sexually transmitted diseases or infections, and have normal weight And when you want to conceive, 2 weeks after menses is ovulation. And then the men also advise that stop smoking. Also, you also see the urologist. You see the woman see the gynecologist or the obstetrician, but the woman, the man to man see the urologist for some checkup. I get to the point, because once more this are done, we are able to see a lot of, you know, hiccups. You see, then we will solve it, and then you can make babies. You see, so we always want us to see the doctor, go to the hospital, see the doctor. Even before you marry, before you want to make babies, you have to see the doctor. The man, see the doctor, are you okay? The woman, see the doctor, are you okay? So that you don't assume all is well. You see, some of the things, like if a man is having low sperm count, what kind of sign is he going to see? There's no sign, there's no pain, there's no headache, there's no fever anywhere. The only way we are going to see you have a low sperm count or you don't have sperm at all is when you go to the doctor and the doctor examine you. Some examinations, some lab tests are done to elicit that you have what? Some of these conditions. So coming to the hospital is key, even when you want to make babies. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. In fact, this your answer has also answered my next questions I wanted to ask in terms of like, what advice would you have given? Or do you think you still have something to add to?
Yes, I think my advice, you know, basically we always blame the woman.
Okay.
When it comes to infertility, the women are always those who receive the blame. But it shouldn't be so, because the woman contributes her quota in fertility. The man also produces his quota in fertility. You know, that's why the research says that some percentage, I think 30-40% of infertility, the cause is from the man, you see. And the same percentage is also alluded to the woman. Are you getting the point? So we shouldn't be quick to blame or to judge. Do you understand? This one is not making baby. Sometimes we even stigmatize them. The man is not making it, we stigmatize the man. So my advice is that the stigma should reduce or should stop. Because it's not their making, it's not their fault. You see, they wish and they want to, but they're not been able to make babies. So we should tone down on the accusations. Sometimes they even go as far as blaming grandmothers, the old ladies at home, as being witches who are being the cause of the infertility of the couples. They kill them, they lynch them. You see, for all you know, the old lady is innocent. You see, but coming to the hospital alone will solve all these problems. So we should reduce the accusation in infertility when it comes to women, so that the women don't always carry the shame or the blame. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doctor, once again for your time. We believe that our timing with you today once again has been very fruitful. And another time again, we believe we will have you, and then we will have another powerful presentation. Thank you, listeners, also. Another time next week, by this time again, we shall meet again.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.